Unity of Farmington Hills, a powerful path for spiritual living.
Test, test.
Is it on? Howard? Did you hear?
No.
Who can hear this?
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing, 1, 2, 3. Check, check, 1, 2, 3. Test, test, 1, 2, 3. Check, check, 1, 2, 3.
Mike Krieger filling in on drums. It's his first time here. We're really excited to have him, and we're going to start with our music.
From the highest of heights to the depths of the sea, creation's revealing your majesty. From the colors of fall to the fragrance of spring, every creature unique in the song that it sings, all exclaiming.
Oh,
hold every lightning bolt where it should go. Or seen heavenly star houses laden with snow. Who imagined the sun gives source to its light, yet conceals it to bring us the coolness of night. None can fathom indescribable, uncontainable. You place the stars.
Farmington Hills guests and online viewers. I'm Carol Franz, the platform assistant, and I will share the announcements and upcoming events. Welcome to our service, and we hope you will enjoy our uplifting music and an inspiring message by Reverend Kelly. First-time guests, please take a welcome packet from the usher as you leave the sanctuary. Please join us for fellowship after service and enjoy light refreshments prepared by our hospitality team. And trust me, wonderful fellowship through conversation as we share the exciting things happening for us and in our lives and get to know one another even better. The UFH ukulele group will meet after service at 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. in room 2. Come and join this fun group, even if you don't own a ukulele or have never played one. See Carol Schluter for more information or just show up at 11:30 a.m. in room 2. See Lois after service to pick up your prayer breakfast tickets. Final payment is also due today. The winner for most tickets sold will be announced today during fellowship. And one additional announcement, there's 2 free tickets available. So should anybody want to come to the breakfast and don't have tickets yet, please see Lois. The Power of 8 Healing Circle will meet tomorrow at 7 p.m. in room 2 as well, led by Carol Schluter and Janice Lars. Using the Power of 8 method of doing effective intentional healing, all are welcome. Join us next Sunday, May 24th at 10 a.m. for a special Memorial Day service as we remember and honor those who served us and made the greatest sacrifice that we may all live safely, in peace, and free. Thank you for your service. Saturday, May 30th is UFH Beautification Day from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Simply bring yourself. Let's add some color to our landscape and beautify the grounds. Faith will have the flowers and wood chips ready. See Faith for more details. The Health and Wellness Ministry is hosting another Wayne Mobile Health Unit event on Friday, June 5th from 4 to 7 p.m. to provide free health screenings. All are welcome to this community outreach event. Please invite your family and friends. Sign up on our website through Eventbrite or see Dr. Lynette Kelly after service. For more information, please see Dr. Kelly or take a flyer from the usher station in the library. A prayer chaplain will be available to pray with you after service today near the patio doors. Everyone is asked to leave the sanctuary immediately following the service to provide a quiet space for prayer. Prayer requests may also be placed in the prayer box in the lobby, or you may email prayerchaplains@unityfh.com. And now, as the music team sings Surely the Presence, let us prepare for the daily word and the opening prayer. Thank you.
Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel God's mighty power and God's grace. I can hear the rush of angels' wings. I see
Good morning, everyone. Now it's time for the reading of the Daily Word on this beautiful May Sunday. So if you feel led to close your eyes, feel free to do so. But I invite you to take a deep cleansing breath. Exhale deeply. And just bring your attention down into your heart center as you receive these words from the Christ within you. The Daily Word for today, Sunday, May 17th, 2026, is flow. Our affirmation reads, "The words I speak flow from infinite wisdom." And our message reads, "As I picture a crystal clear stream rushing down a steep mountain slope, I also see it gathering in still pools, calm, deep, and life-giving. This image reminds me that my words and actions flow from a peace that passes understanding, nourished by divine good. Open to this infinite presence, my heart is steadied and my mind is focused. The words I speak and the choices I make become rich and meaningful. They are not surface ripples, but carry the depth and power of spiritual truth. As water flows from mountaintop to coastline, the presence of spirit flows into every part of my life. Divine love pours into human experience. I am both the rushing waters and the deep pools, and from the stream of wisdom, I speak words that give life." Our Bible verse for today comes from Proverbs, chapter 18, verse 4, and it reads, "The words of my mouth are deep waters. The fountain of wisdom is a gushing stream." Let us pray. So with our eyes gently closed, let's take another deep cleansing breath. bringing your attention deeper down into your heart center. As we do this, we release everything that concerns us in this moment. We recognize that God is with us right now, and we can rest in that presence within. As we release it and let it go, we let God. Knowing that whatever it is, God is perfecting it right now. We affirm your presence, God, as that only power, that only presence, that only activity that is active in our lives and in the universe, that you are God, the good, omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient. And that because you are everywhere present, you have the power to be everywhere present, you know exactly what is inside of us seeking to be expressed, seeking to be resolved, seeking to be healed. We surrender to you right now. Allow you to do your work within us. And as we do, we open up our consciousness to hear your message for today. To receive it, to believe it, to be it. We sit right now in your presence just for a little bit. Thanking you for settling any storms that may be going on and amplifying peace beyond all understanding. Feeling your flow as it flows in and through us. Allowing us to be able to flow with you as well. I invite you to take another deep breath, everyone. Exhale deeply. God, we release this prayer thanking you for your love that loves us no matter what, knowing that it is the Christ within that is answering this prayer as we lift it in the nature and in the name of that Christ dwelling within. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And so it is. Amen. Thank you. So now let us go ahead and affirm our statement of being together. God is all, both invisible and visible. One presence, one mind, one power is all. This one that is all is perfect life, perfect love, and perfect substance. I am an individualized expression of God. I am ever one with this perfect life, perfect love, and perfect substance. And now let's go ahead and affirm our U of H growth affirmation together. We give thanks for our expansive congregation that fills our halls and sanctuary and classrooms with seekers and teachers of unity truth, fills our hearts with love and joy, and provides us with all of the necessary resources to co-create a loving and compassionate, spirit-filled world. Amen to that.
Amen.
It's been a long time since we've heard your voice, Juana. Let's give them another hand, and I want to give you a hug. I love you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Fear not. That song speaks to deep business. I want to thank you for being here. I forgot your name. Huh? Mike. Thank you for being here, Mike, in place of Lauren. We draw the greatest and best, don't we? Yeah, you can give that a hand. So we have been, for the last several weeks, we've been studying the Holy Spirit. We've been studying how the Holy Spirit lives in us, baptizes us, strengthens us. That is a powerful experience within us. And in her book, Let God Help You, Myrtle Fillmore, who's the co-founder of Unity, says that the Holy Spirit is the activity of God in the consciousness of man. Today I want to talk about that activity of God in the consciousness of man. And the title of my talk today is The Gifts of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's activity, since it's active within us, that which is because the divine law is so above as below, the divine activity of the Holy Spirit active inside of us must express itself outside of us as well. And it expresses itself in the form of spiritual gifts. But today, what I'm going to talk about to get us started in this study of spiritual gifts, today I'm going to talk about three simple but powerful truths about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And before I start that, I want to share a way, I want to share something deep that I've experienced today. When Jesus was about to be arrested, he told his disciples that when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, "My soul is tormented to death." And I've been experiencing some things, and this morning I felt it deep. I felt that my soul, I felt it on my level. I know it wasn't at Jesus' level, I'm just saying, but it was at my level. And the last couple days I've been experiencing that too. And it's interesting because when you let yourself get caught up in it, things seem to fall apart. You get up and things just don't fall into place. It's like, what else can happen in this day? And I got to stop asking that because I figured out today what else could happen, I'm telling you. When you're in tune with the word and the word is in tune with you, whatever you say, you get your answer. And sometimes it's quick, fast, and in a hurry. And that's what happened to me today. I'm just saying. So I told you guys last week, I think it was, that Lauren sings this song that says, that's called Just Be Healed by Casting Crown. And one of the things that is in there is when your world is falling apart, it's falling into place. Stop holding on and just let go and just be held. That song has been in my head over and over and over and over again with the things that I'm going through. This morning I was playing that song and I put it on repeat on Alexa. And if any of you are listening and you got Alexa, I'm sorry if it starts speaking. Because sometimes I'll be listening on Zoom and somebody, or I'll say something and my thing starts going. But anyway, the song was going and I asked it to be on repeat. And right when I was getting into the place of holding and feeling the Holy Spirit in me, touching me and comforting me, it just stopped playing. That device is on other things that we do. So sometimes if Howard plays something, it'll stop on at home and it'll start playing there. Well, it just stopped. And I'm like, okay, Howard must be listening to something, right? So I go ahead and get dressed. And as I'm getting dressed, I do feel God. And I rush out. Now, I was late today, and I'm not particularly comfortable with being late, but I had to get okay with that and just be in the activity. It's not the end of the world. It's okay to be late, you know? It's okay to be late. That was a heaviness that lifted from me, right? And then I said, ain't nobody calling me to say, where is Reverend Kelly? Because Reverend Kelly's usually here. What's going on? Even Howard didn't call me to say, I'm feeling a little bit something about myself, right? And then I said, everybody's doing their thing, Kelly. It's okay. You are valued. You are valued. You're valued. And as a leader, sometimes when you're there for everybody, it doesn't feel that way sometimes. You get in your spaces where it just doesn't. And sometimes you can be familiar with people, and when they act familiar back, it can hurt your feelings kind of sometimes. So I was experiencing that a little bit. Came in, and it was interesting because I was late, and Mike Ladwitt, when I was coming up, he's like, oh, you're here? He was like, are you speaking today? I said, yeah, I'm speaking today. He was like, oh, well, it's good. Welcome. You know, I think it turned him on, because usually I'm coming down the hall saying hi, and I'm already here by the time he gets here. That's how late I was, right? So I'm walking down the hall to get my mic. I come in here. And the song Just Be Held is playing in here. And I know God is there. I know I can feel God now. It's like I'm already being held by God even when I don't feel it. And I just started breaking down. Howard's trying to test my mic. He's like, okay, we got enough. You can go. Because I started crying, you know. And I say that to say that the Holy Spirit is the activity of God inside of us. And it's the activity of God inside of us that is always active in our lives and holding us up, even when we think it's our human stuff. Because I had to tuck stuff down and not break down and crying like, oh, my God, it's happening again. Nope, my face is going to be all wrinkled and stuff, and I'm going to have bags under my eyes. Stop crying, stop crying, stop crying, you know. And I'm thinking I'm pushing me to get here. But when I got here and heard that song, and that's one of the ways God talks to me, that's how I knew I was meant to be here, because I heard the good Father here when I spoke one time, and I was asking God. I had been speaking with Michael about the idea of being here, and I said I would sit with Spirit on it. And on my way from dropping Howard off one time, I was getting on the freeway, and as I was getting on the freeway, I heard your good Father. I heard that song, and I knew my answer was yes. I knew my answer was yes. So I'm saying that to say the Holy Spirit is always communicating to us, always. It never stops.
It is that divine activity of God that is the infinite divine activity of God. And no matter what you're going through, even when you feel separate, even when you feel alone, even when you feel everything's falling apart, it literally is falling in place. And I promise you, God, through the Holy Spirit is that activity of God on the level of our consciousness so that we can experience God in a way that we can get it and be that experience of God as the image and likeness of God. And God will tell you, in the way that you can get it, that God is there. It happens most of the time when you just say, I'm done. And then I love it. I remember someone trying to work with her daughter. And I said, that's perfect. That's when God can come in. And that's when God did come in. Because when you're done, your free will now is not fighting it and resisting it. And you just let things flow. And today's daily word connected right into what I experienced today. So as we go into these three things, these three simple truths about the Holy Spirit, and I know I'm going to switch what I've been practicing, but I do want to read the scriptures. The first scripture is from 1 Corinthians. It's chapter 12 and it's verses 4 through 7. And I love this because, and I'm reading from the New Living Translation. I love this because it's universal and it talks to all of us. It says there are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit is the source of them all. There are different kinds of service, but we serve the same Lord. You got to serve Lord first, serve the God in you first, the God that is present in you first, before you can fully serve anybody else. The gifts are there for us to be of service. And I had to realize that today, too. You don't have to be perfect to be used by God. And there's still a part of me that's working through that, and I'm okay with that. I really am okay. It doesn't feel comfortable to go through it, but it's deep inside of me, somewhere embedded, where I learned from my mother probably and some parts from my dad. Because I didn't really hear, except some ways I heard it, that's something that, but to me, is linked to being loved, feeling loved, that I'm worthy of love if I'm not perfect. And so when no one called me today, I thought nobody loves me. And I know that's crazy, but it's still, like I said, a deep thing. It came up. Oh, God, you got that still there. Okay, God, you're working with that piece, that you are valuable whether you're there on time or whatever. Does that make sense? Verse 6 says, God works in different ways, but it is the same God who does the work in us all. Verse 7 says, a spiritual gift is given to each of us so we can help each other. Oh, y'all some sweet business. I didn't give them the scriptures. I was so razzled when Howard said, you got scriptures? I said, I'm not giving scriptures today. Because normally, so they could put them up, but they sweet business. They got it up there. Thank you, guys. When we look at this traditionally, this passage teaches us that God, in God's infinite expression, gives different gifts to different people according to who you are and according to the way you're created, and for the purpose of serving and blessing the community. In the Bible, they call it the body of Christ. Some teach, some lead, some heal, some encourage people, some are serve quietly. Some give some beautiful food for a fellowship. Some sing like songbirds. But the same Spirit is doing it in all of us. And as I was researching this, it came to me that the gifts, we're going to go through those gifts specifically, but today we're just looking at the truth, some truths about them. But it came to me that the gifts that are amplified in each one of us depend on the people that were around and what would benefit those people that were around. Not just within our family, but with whatever normal people that were like coming to church, going to work, in your family that you normally see. The grocery store, even the kind of grocery stores you go to. I have a couple of grocery stores that I regularly go to. Well, the gifts of the Holy Spirit that are amplified, because all of us have them on certain levels, but they amplify given your personality and who it is that you can bless by expressing them. Is that deep? And that because God is infinite, It shows up in infinite ways. That even if people have the same gift that's amplified, it's going to show up differently depending on the light of the person inside and your spiritual understanding, your spiritual awareness, your spiritual ability, and your emotional and your mental as well. And we're all on different experiences and different levels. Doesn't mean anybody's better than the other. It just means different. God is not a respecter of persons where one person gets privilege over another. I wish this country would remember that or come to that conclusion. When we look at this metaphysically, the gifts represent, as I said, the activity in divine mind and consciousness, but they are divine qualities that get expressed through us. And you can tell which ones are part of your purpose when you look at the things that you love to do the most. I know mine is to teach and to preach and to study and to explore and to share that. There's a saying that when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. But those of you who've taken this taken classes with me over and over again have heard when the teacher is ready, the students will appear. Because the students tend to pull out and pull you and stretch you to another level of who you are in God. And I love the stretching because it amplifies something greater in me. And when I naturally say things, you guys have heard me say, that's the first time I ever said that. I know that's the Holy Spirit. I know that's God. Because it's the first time I ever heard that happen. So when we look at this metaphysically, the gifts are not external rewards that are handed to us because we've reached a certain level. And they're not handed from the outside in either. They are inner divine capacities that are emerging in our consciousness. You know, when you look at babies, some babies walk first before they talk. Some babies talk first before they walk. But they get there eventually, right? Same thing with the different gifts. We will get there eventually, but it depends on where we are. And the other part is, what is going on in our soul? Like our soul's expression. What's going on in our personality and in our consciousness that needs to be healed, that needs to be resolved, that needs to be taken to the next level, that grows us, not just intellectually and emotionally, but grows us spiritually. So wisdom emerges when we listen deeply to spirit. Discernment, which is another quality, discernment emerges or awakens when we quiet fear. I once heard someone say that there was this lady who was counseling a couple. And I'm trying to remember. And they were figuring out what to do, and they were about to split in their decision. Should we pause? Should we pray? What should we do? She said, pray and sit there. And when your peace outweighs your fear, then make your decision. That's a holy gift of discernment. When you allow the peace to outweigh the fear, because you shift into neutrality and observing. Yesterday in our board training, there was a saying that if you're at an immovable stake, that it is important to be able to be negotiable and observe. So you pause and you move yourself into a willingness of being to negotiate and to observe. Why is this important? Because a lot of times when we put our stake in that this is the decision and I'm not changing, we limit ourselves from a greater expression of God's truth within us. Not other people. That doesn't matter, really. What really matters is our relationship with God. I'm not changing. No, this is my decision. But then how are you really going deeper if you don't want to hear other people? If you're not willing to negotiate, you're not willing to extend and feel the connection. Does that make sense? And that's a deep sense of what this means, of all of us having gifts, because they work together and they are connected. They're on one accord. Healing energy flows when love replaces false ideas of separation. We do look like we're separate people. We are individualized expressions, but I promise you we're not separate. I promise you we're not separate. And I know that deeply because I feel you guys when I come in here. And some of you may be empathic like that too, highly sensitive people, HSPs, and you may feel people. Yesterday when I got home, I was kind of exhausted. It wasn't because I was busy, because I was busy. It was because I felt and absorbed everybody, especially when we got in a circle. Then I really felt everybody's energy. You absorb it in like a sponge. And there was some energy in the room, wasn't there? Those of you who were there, wasn't there energy in the room? Because we had 13 different churches, Unity churches represented. Matter of fact, even Threshing Floor, a couple people from Threshing Floor showed up. They thought it was, I don't know what they thought it was, but they showed up too. They're like, why are we here? I don't know. Let's go. So they left on a break. I'm just being honest. That's what happened. I said, where are you from? Oh, we're from here. I'm like, y'all not from here. When did you become members? Oh, Mother's Day. I know y'all aren't here for Mother's Day. Well, they joined Threshing Floor on Mother's Day. And they must have heard about it and they were led here. But I'm glad they were led to our church during that training because they got a little bit of something out of it. Even if they don't realize it, they got something out of it. Metaphysically, the scripture teaches that every person carries divine potential that is waiting to be activated. Like for real, for real. So this is the this truth is the same spirit expresses in all of us. It's the same spirit, even though there's a different expression of the gifts of the spirit. Second thing is the fruit of the spirit, which opens up the gifts, becomes activated when your character changes. You cannot expand in anything until you expand inside your consciousness. That's just the truth. The scripture that I love that reflects that comes from Galatians chapter 5, and it is verses 22 to 23. But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, and faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against these things. Meaning that because these aspects come from God, nothing can stop them from demonstrating if you choose to demonstrate them. Nothing can stop them. Those are aspects of the truth of who you are, that you are loving. You got joy inside of you. There's peace beyond all understanding inside of you, especially when you allow it to manifest. That kindness is a way in which we express, and it comes from patience. We kind of get impatient with each other here. Let's just be real. Some of us are a little bit ADHD and zip back and forth, and you got to be patient with us. I'm one of them. I'll admit it. But when you come from that place of patience, that's where kindness and goodness. Goodness is actually always there, but you see it in other people when you come from patience. Patience activates acceptance. Acceptance is total acceptance love. And then you walk in a space of faithfulness, that you're faithful to God's word and faithful to what you feel led to be no matter what. You ever have moments where you know what you're supposed to do, but you may be a little bit uncomfortable to do it because of what people will say? But you're going to stick to it. You're going to be faithful to it no matter what. That's not easy to do, especially in our families, especially in church. As a minister, I am feeling where God's guiding us, and it may not feel comfortable. There's some changes that happen, maybe in Sunday service or maybe in other things that I know are meant to expand us. And it may not feel comfortable for me to say it, but being faithful to God, I'm promising you, matters more than anything else. And when you do, God opens the way, creates that negotiating part and the part of observing any other person or the other people. And if people leave, it's okay. It's okay. Because they got what they needed. And now it's time for them to go somewhere else and get the next thing that's needed. Is that making sense? Gentleness and self-control. Now, it is sometimes hard to be gentle. But that's a really important thing to come from a place of gentleness. We can be impulsively abrupt and not realize it. But I promise you, you can get more flies with sugar. Now, I don't want no flies, so let me change that. I don't want flies. How do I want to say that differently? When you come from a sense of gentleness, because it touches where the person needs it the most, it's easier to get that expression that you are seeking from the other person. It's easier. So we're taking the flies out of there. I don't want the flies in there anymore. They're going to come out of my consciousness. I'm not going to use that anymore. There's something I want to say. Like, metaphysically, this scripture teaches that every person carries divine. Oh, I said that piece already. So when we go into the space, but I guess God's guiding me to this quote from Howard Thurman, who once said, don't ask what the world needs. Ask what makes you come alive and do that or do it. Because what the world needs is people who have come alive. This is the work of the Holy Spirit, awakening that divine life inside of us. We have been talking in critical conversations this week. We talked about how things are changing from the government that's in the White House right now to revoke the protection of black people's votes, the protection of equal but not equal and separate, you know, separating. Like, right now it's okay to have separate places for black people and white people, and they don't have to be equal. We're going back to before those laws came into place because there's no protection now towards us. So that means that we have to get deeper into the spiritual gifts within us when we get frustrated. God is just guiding me way off. I don't want to say what I'm led to say, but I'm going to say it. This means that where there's fragility in white people who are uncomfortable with this conversation or with this kind of thing, God, through the Holy Spirit, is going to purify that and create a heart that's strong, a constitution that's strong, a consciousness that is okay with doing what needs to be done to change it. And I tell you, what needs to be done is for white people who are believing that black people deserve to have the same privileges as white people to step up and say something. During critical conversations, there was a noticing and a realization that when someone stood up in the black culture to lead a movement, that person usually got assassinated. So the idea came to me, then why don't white people stand up in the civil rights part and speak in that place and have us stand behind and we hold you up and you guys be the forefront? Because it's least likely that you'll be assassinated than a black person. I promise you I was not meant to say that. I didn't think I was going to be saying this today. And I'm nervous to be saying this, I promise you. But Spirit is speaking, and I promise you I believe in God more than I believe in hurting anybody's feelings. Because the Spirit in God is speaking to the spirit of all of us. And through the holy gifts, we step into that joy, that love, that kindness. And that's where it steps, where you stand up and you protect. Because you want the world to be gentle just as powerfully towards others as it is towards you. And so you stand up and get on the forefront. That's what the disciples did. And they put their lives on the line for the message that Jesus gave. How many of us are willing to put our lives on the line to stand in the message that Jesus gave? I am. And I promise you that when we do, there's a holy movement that will happen inside of you, and those gifts will come out. And there's a shift in our character that will happen as we do this. I feel spirit moving in me so much, it's like I'm shaking. The last truth about the holy gifts of the Spirit, the gifts of the spiritual gifts of the Holy Spirit that I want to speak on is that the world needs spirit-led people. What's going on right now is the world is being led by ego-led people. Four ways that Jesus is expressed in the Bible. Jesus of Nazareth, or the name Jesus, representing our personality. The second way is Christ. When Peter said, "Thou art the Christ, Son of the living God." That's the Spirit of God that dwells in us. That's where the holy expressions of those gifts come. So there's Jesus and there's Christ. But then you see in the Bible where it says Jesus Christ. That's where Jesus is having a relationship and an interaction with the Christ within. Tuning into the spiritual awareness of the Christ within and allowing himself to be healed. So when he said, "My soul is tormented to death," he went and prayed. He had John, James, and Peter with him. Peter represents your faith, so he was praying in faith. James represents your wisdom. He was praying with wisdom. And John represents your love. He was praying with the wisdom that he is one with God, that as he speaks the truth from the oneness with God, that torment in his soul would be resolved and he would step forth and do what he's here to do. Well, that's what we all need to do too. But we do it with the gifts of the Spirit. The Holy Spirit will shift you and make you stronger than you ever think you could be. I promise you I feel it because I didn't know I was going to be saying this stuff today. But there's a movement going on inside of me. And y'all, this unity movement is hearing about us. Those who are here know it. They heard Reverend Kathy say it. We are shifting some things. We're shifting some consciousness, especially in the Great Lakes Unity region. Well, not just there. In the whole movement, things are changing. And Unity of Farmington Hills is being recognized for what we are doing as a group here. Critical Conversations was mentioned even too. So when we shift and we live in this expression, we realize right now we are living in a time where people are spiritually exhausted. People are hungry for hope, hungry for compassion, hungry for peace. And the world needs more of that than any more information, any more AI and all that stuff, just for real. The world needs more spiritually awake people to step forward. People who are willing to carry peace into conflict. People who are willing to embody compassion instead of judgment. People who are willing to radiate hope in difficult situations and circumstances. Right now, we are in a difficult situation and circumstance in this country. But if we keep radiating hope, which only matters for each individual people, you radiate it out even more, which connects and touches and convicts those who are on the straddling the fence. Is that making sense? Charles Fillmore said that the Holy Spirit is the executive power of God. So the Holy Spirit is divine energy in action in each one of us, but even outside of the world as well. Not just simply for us to receive it, but for us to express it. And the more we sit with God, and the more we pray in God, and not praying by begging, you affirm your truth, and then you pray through the Spirit word. What you're feeling led from Spirit to say versus what you want to beg for. God, if you only do this, no, thank you, God, for the power in me that is healing me. Thank you for the way you're opening it up, even when I don't see how you're opening it up. Thank you for the hope that's welling up in me, even in this circumstance that looks helpless. Thank you for the courage to speak the things, even when I'm nervous what other people are going to say. Thank you for the ability to love someone, even when they're not showing love back. Thank you for the awareness that even when people are acting the way they're acting, that is not loving and can be dangerous, that I still see in them God's presence. I still see your presence, and I know within each and every one of them, God, they are good, that I see good in everybody. When I look in everyone's eyes, I send the awareness. I see you, and I see who you are, and I love you. That's what namaste means, that the God in me bows before the God in you, not bowing down in servitude, but bowing down into awareness that I recognize who you are. That's what we need in this world. But also beyond looking at it with our eyes, we need to be a demonstration with our actions. So on June 27th, we're going to have our next prayer vigil. And with that prayer vigil, it's not just going to be the, yes, last year we were increasing unity in unity, so we had 16 unity ministers here praying. Well, we're extending it this year to be interfaith. So we're going to have different religions here praying along with unity. That's our way of moving. Last year we did the prayer vigil on what was one of the No Kings Day, I think it was. And that was our way. You don't have to protest it. You become it and proclaim it. So we're proclaiming that there's love, there's unity, there's peace in this country. We're becoming the expression of it. We sing that song, let there be peace on earth. And what? Let it begin. Say that again. Now say it as if you really know Spirit speaking. Let it begin with, yes. Now, when we say that and we pray that, we in unity don't believe that we're just saying it and praying it. We believe the fifth unity principle is not enough to know that that's the truth. We must be the demonstration of that truth. When you become the demonstration of that truth and you proclaim it as God's truth in your life, God will open up every opportunity for you to be it. And you're going to feel it so deeply that nothing can move you from that. That's why it's called peace beyond all understanding, because nothing can take you off of that. You are linked so deeply that you flow when things happen. You're not broken in a branch. You flow with the wind. I'm going to close this out. So, and I had not realized that this was going to connect to me. So today, the Holy Spirit is inviting us to stop doubting our value. I wrote that down. I didn't realize that I was going to be feeling it today. Holy Spirit is calling us to trust that something sacred already lives within you. It's one thing to say, oh, I have spiritual gifts. It's another thing to say, there's something sacred and holy within me. Do you hear that shift? Did you feel that shift from those words? There's spiritual gifts in me, but there's something sacred and holy within me. There's something sacred and holy within me. Together, there's something sacred and holy within me. Do you believe that? It's deep, isn't it? That the reason why where you walk is holy ground is because you are a holy person. You are God's hands and feet. Our invitation is that we do not need to force spiritual greatness. You already are it. Allow yourself to be expressed in it. All you need to do is become willing. Willing to listen. Willing to love, meaning feeling oneness with God. Willing to serve, meaning let God use your hands and feet, your voice, and your arms. Willing to let divine love and divine life move through you deeply. Because the Holy Spirit is not merely for us to receive it. We are here to express it. And to express it with everything that is in us to express. I'm going to leave it at that. Thank you. So, oh, thank you. So as the Holy Spirit, what? As the music team comes up to sing in the Holy Spirit, I guess it's hot in here. Woo. Ooh, I wish I had my phone. I'll turn up the air. Pull out your love offering so we can go ahead and do our love offering blessing, please. Ha. Ooh. Okay, God. Huh, thank you. I felt a shift in here in spirit. Okay, bring, and so take another deep breath. And those of you who are giving online, just imagine that you're holding your love offering with you on your heart. That means oneness with the prosperity of God. And we're going to go ahead and affirm our love offering blessing together. And then afterwards, the music team's going to come up and sing, and the ushers are going to come up. And those of you who already gave your love offering, just bless the basket. And those of you who haven't, just put your basket, put your love offering in there, knowing it's blessed already. All right. Together, divine love through me blesses and multiplies all that I am, all that I have, all that I give, and all that I receive. Thank you, God. Amen.
I know I did it until I... Oh.
Yes, ma'am.
Some days life feels perfect. Other days it just ain't working. Good, the bad, the right, the wrong, and everything in between. It's crazy, amazing. We can turn our hearts with the words we say. Mountains crumble with every syllable. Hope can live or die. So speak life, speak life to the dead. Like I'm drowning in the deep. Well, it's crazy to imagine words from our lips as the arms of compassion. Mountains crumble with every syllable. Hope can live or die. So speak life, speak life to the deadest, darkest night. Speak life, speak life when the sun won't shine and you'll know why. Look into the eyes of the broken hearted.
Y'all, but she spoke some life. Let's give them another hand. That was good. Thank you, Laurel. Thank you all. We're going to have the ushers come down, and you guys rub your hands together so we can bless our love offering collectively together. All righty. Well, I was going to say my prayer. Where did I put my paper? I don't know why. I should know it by heart by now, but I get nervous sometimes. Okay, I'm going to say my part, and then you guys will say your part. You'll be up there. All right. Thank you, God, for these gifts of love coming from hearts of love to bless this ministry of love. Together, thank you, God, for your ever-increasing, unceasing flow of absolute good into our lives now. Thank you, God. Amen. Yes. And let's clap for the ushers as they walk out. I just like doing stuff like that. Let's stand so we can do our prayer for protection. We're going to do our peace song. Mike, thank you again for coming in for Lauren. And Julie, thanks for inviting him, and thanks for accepting the job to be the music director here. And thank you to our music team. Oh, and I'm not going to leave out Howard and Amanda up there doing the AV and the audio. Woo! And then thank you to y'all for being here. We're going to go ahead and say our prayer for protection, and then we're going to follow up with the peace song, and then we're going to peace it on out of here, y'all. All right, together, the light of God surrounds us, the love of God enfolds us, the power of God protects us, the presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is, and all is well. Michael, for bringing these beautiful flowers. Can you please thank them for doing such beautiful? They are gorgeous. Can you please just thank them for us? They match what I'm wearing too, still. They always do. You all up. Say goodbye to me before you leave, guys, and have a beautiful, beautiful Sunday and rest of your week. They are gorgeous. I rushed up there. I didn't even see them till I sat down.
Thank you for listening to this Unity of Farmington Hills podcast. We hope this has encouraged you, inspired you, and uplifted you. If you are unable to attend our Sunday gatherings but would still like to support our spiritual community, visit our giving page, unityfh.com/donate.